let's read from God's holy word from Psalm 138. Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth for ever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. In this psalm there's some very beautiful desires, really. The desires that were given to David by the blessed Holy Spirit. The first was, I will praise thee with my whole heart. What a wonderful mercy it is when the Lord grants to us real heart praise. It's not just a matter of singing or speaking words of praise. The praise that David so often speaks of throughout the Psalms is heart praise, where his very inmost heart praise the Lord. And really, you know, there's much we need to praise the Lord for his great mercies in providence, the great mercies to our souls, and that we're not in a deserved hell. The second real fervent desire of dear David was this: I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. His real desire was to truly worship his God and go into the temple of God to worship him. You know, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it, when the Lord grants to us a true spirit of worship. Jesus said, didn't he, to the woman of Samaria, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And have we these desires? First of all, to praise the Lord. Second, to worship him. And then he speaks of the things that he should praise the Lord for in his worship, loving kindness, and for thy truth, thy loving kindness and thy truth. Oh, to know more and more of the loving kindness of the Lord. We think of that, the beautiful ninth hymn, and in it the dear hymn writer, and you can read it at your leisure, closes each verse of his loving kindness. And it's absolutely free. And may we know more and more of his loving kindness to our souls and for thy truth. You know, there's nothing like the truth to a real child of God. And all they desire is the truth. Now, what is the truth? It's Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And all that flows from his sacred lips are truth. You know, when the dear Redeemer walked this earth, he spoke the truth from the very first words he uttered to the last words that he uttered before he entered into glory. They were words of truth. And what he speaks to his dear people are precious words of truth. But then, the third desire was this: in the day when I cried, thou answerest me. He could speak this from experience. How many times dear David had to cry unto his God. And there will be many things that come into your life and pathway and into your soul, poor soul, that will make you cry unto him. It's like the 107th Psalm, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Here he says, doesn't he, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me. He had the sweet answers from heaven to those cries. May it please the Lord that those cries that go forth tonight, whether they be in secret or in public, that the Lord would answer them. He has promised to answer the cries of his people. And then, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. You know, we need strength of body. It's vital, isn't it, that we might venture on in the journey. But what about our souls? When was the last time the Lord strengthened you in the inward man, in your soul? Well, David knew what it was. Many times in all the trials he walked through, where the Lord strengthened him in his soul. And oh, what a blessed experience that is. It humbles the poor sinner that the Lord should ever strengthen them in their souls. And this is where the child of God is different than the world or just professors of religion, because they know not the Lord strengthen them in their souls. The world or professors of religion, but the real child of God does. And then, just to be brief, he speaks of the Lord in verse 6, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. You know, the Lord was to David a high God, manifested in the heavens, there as his God. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly. And oh, how many of the times the Lord's dear children feel lowly and they need him to appear for them. the great high God, and only he can do them good. But then in the seventh verse, he speaks of what he was walking in at this time. He says, though I walk in the midst of trouble. You know, when we're in the midst of trouble, we sometimes look to the right hand, we look to the left, we look to the to go on, and we seem full of trouble. But what a mercy is that trouble is all known to the Lord. We think of the hymn writer's words, did ever trouble yet befall, and he refused to hear thy call. And in that trouble, David sweetly believed this, and Ada could speak it from experience, thou wilt revive me. And you know, when we're in trouble, we need reviving, don't we? Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. And David could testify this because he knew what it was to experience it. And then in conclusion he says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. It's a wonderful thing to be rightly concerned, isn't it? And for the Lord to perfect those concerns. You know, it's a wonderful word this is. It's been made very precious to me over the years. Those great exercises of our souls. The promises of God. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And he knows personally in each of our hearts tonight those things that truly concern us. And he alone can perfect them. And then he concludes it, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. There was his hope in the mercy of God. And that mercy that endured forever. And then he says, forsake not the works of thine own hands. You know, the Lord will never forsake the work of his own hands. He will perfect it in his time, bring it to fruition. Well, may the Lord bless this sacred psalm to our souls. And if we're favoured to know the realities of it, we shall be able to praise and bless his holy name. Well, may the Lord bless the word. Amen.